The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com, ChillLoverRadio.net,
okay, so I'm going to put four drops of this 9 million
Scoville
unit extract. Because we basically dissolved that whole entire sucker into this vial, okay? And we're live on Twitch, okay? And here's the thing. You can't opt out till the end of the podcast.
That's like an hour, dude.
Maybe we can let him out of here early because it's a rainy day. All right, so right now, Sean,
look at all we're going to help beers.
You. I know we got
There's
all
five
these beers.
We're doing six beers today.
It's a little different today. We are going to be talking about beer.
I'm sorry for the people on the stream. I got to adjust my balls.
Adjust your balls. Don't adjust your balls, bro.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a couple of beers here, Sean.
Oh, man.
And you've been here for quite some time. So I'm going to give you.
And now I don't want to be anymore.
We have a variety of beers.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see those two. Cash, please. I don't want to kind of keep reaching
over. This one is the same as this one?
Maybe. We'll find out.
Hey,
okay.
Chill Over Radio. I'm sorry if the audio's fucked up because I won't be able to pay attention to this monitor.
No. You'll be just fine, Buttercup.
Sorry if I'm clipping.
Okay. So I have two beers. Hold on. I got two beers from Tonopah Brewing Company.
I can't even
Google
think.
That shit. And it's an American Pale Ale.
Can't think.
And I've got a double IPA.
Tonopah, that's Hold Nevada on. Gang, that's Nevada Gang.
Right. I have three homebrews from obsbeers.com.
That's Nevada Gang,
and
Vegas Gang.
And one that's a collaboration with Hoppa Brewing.
Where's that from?
So we have the Mandingo, we have two Mandingo Pool Party Stouts.
Vegas Gang.
And I have one Winter Warmer, the Frank's Winter Warmer,
Ooh.
With the otter raping the...
Does it feel like
little
Frank
baby.
Kissing the back of your neck?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Nice, that's so
And
fun.
I also Cold have sweats. This Innocent Gun Rum Barrel Red Beer.
Where are they
from? No, they're from Scotland.
Fuck! Scotland, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, that's
all right. So what I'm gonna do for you before, hey, before we get this show started, because this is what's going down.
Yeah, I don't.
One of these beers is gonna help you rinse out your situation.
I totally
disagree. Pick your poison.
And so I'm gonna ask you, which one do you want? You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pick a number. And if you would have been paying attention, you would know which one was what.
1 through 6.
Yeah,
4.
You want
No.
You better give me, you get one more try. You want to call a lifeline? Hold on. Do you want me to get chopper 5?
I'm 6. We're gonna go 6.
Numero
no, 5. I'm sorry. I seriously meant 5. I counted cinco. It wrong. 5. It's this so corner.
Wait.
This one right
no,
here.
No, how about we do
I
one
want.
More time? Watch. 1.
Yes.
2.
Dos. Yes.
3.
Tres.
4.
Cinco. 5. 6.
You want
5. Yes.
So you want Frank's Winter Warmer. Okay.
Yes.
So we're gonna give you the whole entire bottle.
Oh shit. Winter warmer.
Yeah.
God damn it.
And what what the best part about this beer is, it's ginger forward. And guess what?
Ginger. I don't want ginger.
I asked you, which beer did you want?
Oh, come on. This
new.
This is fucking
so for you.
Cruel. What
can
was,
can I offer you a tasty beverage? Did you want something?
What was number 4? I'm curious because
you want the innocent gun? Yeah.
What was number 4? Because that's the one I first picked.
It was a chocolate stout.
Fuck.
Chocolate mint stout, you'd have been great.
It's actually pretty. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, you. I think
that would have been way better.
Okay, so waits for the head to go down. I'm gonna make sure the head goes
never
down.
Goes down.
I'm gonna help Sean here before he does it, and then we're getting right into beer animal facts. All right. Now here's the thing I'm gonna need you to do, Mr. Cash.
That yes, yes.
If
yes,
you
sir.
Know
uh-huh.
about the animal,
uh-huh.
shut the fuck up.
Hey, I already said I ain't gonna say shit this time.
It's up on the screen. So
yeah. So everyone that's watching us live on Twitch,
yeah.
OBS Beers 2014,
yeah.
they're about to witness what's about to happen. Just to kind of backtrack, we ended up a couple of weeks back. Me and Cash ended up doing the Toe of Satan. Sucker challenge, 9 million Scoville units, and you have to leave the sucker in your mouth for 5 minutes. So we broke it up in equal parts and we put it on our tongue. I lasted no more than 2.5 minutes. Cash reached 3 minutes and some change, and you can see that on YouTube under our food reviews. And the part that was killing us was after. Mm-hmm. It was too fucking hot. I was gasping. It was a hell of a tragedy. And so we decided to dilute the entire sucker that was left into vodka and made this elixir of 9 million chili extract Scoville unit bullshit.
Demon drool.
So, demon drool. Fuck, dude. So, right now, I'm hooking Sean up. Sean picked a beer that was ginger forward. Okay, ginger forward. It's real spicy, bro. It's real spicy, dude.
Why would that even be on the table when you know I'm gonna fucking...
Okay, first off, Cash randomly grabbed 6 beers because we all get 2, right?
Yeah.
And then at some point, I'll grab a beer and stuff like that. So I'm
going
to give
this
to you. I'm going to give you
your
beer.
I don't drink beer. Uh-huh. I don't... Eat spicy food,
really?
And, and I hate ginger. Anything.
Oh, all right, so this is
the worst day of my fucking life.
You're living your best life.
So what I want you to do is make sure before you can drink it, all contents of this bottle has to be in your cup, dudes.
Before I can start drinking it.
Yeah, you have to let that.
So I have to let the head. Oh, come on.
So here we go. All right.
So can I at least get some water too?
No, you promise.
But that's normal. I always have water.
Not till after the show. You do.
That's not going to relieve it, though, because water makes it worse.
Why would you want to relieve it for? You said it'd be a great show.
The beer.
As the producer, you said it'd be the greatest show.
Let's
Tommy Bukkake. All right,
Tommy
here we go.
Bukkake,
I'm going to shake it up. I know. I'm going to shake it up.
That sounds nice.
I'm going to shake this content up. I'm shaking it up really well. And I'm going to show everyone on Twitch how black this file is.
Shake it.
It's black.
Shake it like a Polaroid.
And also, we use the Outlaw from Great Basin's Cowboy and Steer on the vial because he is a dirtbag. Big shout out to Great Basin. All right, bro. 4 drops. All right.
Can we just do 3 since I said that I'm going to do my animal fact and everything?
No, because you worked your way out of
it
last week.
I worked my way out of it because I was fucking sick. That's the only reason. I'd have done it. If I wasn't sick, I'd have done it.
All right, bro.
You should have just said rain check.
Let me
when today?
No, last time you were here.
It is a rain check. Today would have been the rain check.
Yeah, this is a super...
You know what I mean? That's what rain check means.
We were going to hit him with it. When you weren't here,
And I was like, nah, Cash want to be a part of this. And so he got two rain checks.
Well, I'm not a fan of watching people writhe in pain, but I mean...
But today you will. This should change your mind.
I don't think it will, because he's like definitely afraid right now.
I hope I don't
He's freaking out.
Here. You have to throw up. There you go.
I know. I already located it mentally because I'm so white. I'm gonna be red instantly, dude. This is all right.
I'm just make sure it doesn't get on in your clothes. All right. Okay. Sit back a little bit. Sit back. Okay. The camera got you. I won't, bro. Open your mouth, son. Okay. Four drops. One, two, three, four.
Oh, you good, you dick.
You tried to do five. Okay.
I tried to do five.
Yeah, you tried to do five and you're an asshole. Okay.
Okay, so shall we roll your bit?
Drink your beer.
You can drink your beer, dude. Just drink your beer. I'll get you some water. All right, so Drinhall's in the building.
That's not good.
No, I got him before.
That wasn't a high five.
That's not a good combo.
He hit his fucking chin.
That's not a good combo.
Okay. All right, so all right, here we go. So wait, ready?
Here's the intro.
Boys and girls from around the world, it's time for random, morbid, cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer.
Before you do that,
check
here.
This out, guys.
I shook your water. Be careful, it'll explode.
Why will it explode? It's water. Anyway, guys, I can't talk correctly because my tongue is currently on fire. My legs won't stop moving, and my eyes are Niagara Falls. Check this out, guys. All right, today on our animal facts.
Yeah.
Ha-ha, today on our fucking animal. Oh, it's on my chin.
Come on, can we...
Today on the animal facts. This is the actual name of the animal, Leaping Lesbian Lizard. Okay, it's a lizard.
Wait, before you answer that question, I have a question.
It's a 9-inch
lizard. Wait, Sean. We're going to role play tonight. You'll be what, and I'll be what?
I'm gonna be Lil Peep, and you're gonna be the one that sold me the fentanyl zans.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so the leaping lesbian lizard, it's like a little 9-inch motherfucker, but it's literally the whole species. Oh, fuck, what was that? The whole species? Lesbians. They're
calm
all
down.
Females.
Calm
there's
down.
No males. I think they have males, but they're sterile or something, so there's like basically... It's the whole thing is females.
I hope you hold. Wait, stop. Drink, wait.
And they reap.
Stop. Drink your beer. I got you.
I can't drink that shit. I drank it and it hurts.
You have to rinse
it
out.
Makes it worse.
Hold on. Basically, all the females, one of them turns into a male behavior. And it actually makes them fertile and they somehow reproduce.
How do you know this?
They're like worms.
Oh, because I actually have two of those species in the house, actually.
You have a leaping
lizard? I have two leaping lizard females, and when one, they
leaping
switch.
Leaping lesbian.
Yeah, and what they do is, when it's time to, there's no males whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so the female, one of them becomes predominant and starts to do the gyration, and then they get pregnant. So they become, so their bodies is hermaphrodite, and they are fertile. Am I correct?
I don't know. I was trying to look into it real quick, but I just found that they were just females, and...
Yeah.
Somehow they figured out a way,
right,
to reproduce.
Okay. Is that
even
hot?
Though they're
is
all
that shit
females?
Hot?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
No, he's good.
He's good.
I can't.
I need a beer.
It's a lot.
Right.
And
it hurts.
And
it
the
hurts.
Funniest part of all this is it's the state lizard of New Mexico.
That's fucking.
Wait,
random.
I don't think they're liberal.
No, that's random as hell. But I have a question.
Yeah, which question?
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with blank.
Okay.
What's the world end with you, dude? Besides being on fire.
For me,
my dick in the trash compactor.
For me,
might as well.
Oh shit!
For me, the world ends in a corn shortage.
Why do I
potato
imagine
shortage.
Potato
anyone?
Shortage?
Ah! Anybody who's literally here listening, like, is he near a glory hole? And do I know him?
Ah. Oh,
So, right now, what are you going through? Wait, are we done with the animal facts? Don't do that. Here.
Did you know about the flatworms?
Here.
You know about flatworms? Did we talk about that already?
No, we don't know about flatworms.
Flatworms.
Uh-huh. Go oh, on.
Fuck, what is it? I think we talked about it.
Flatworm hermaphrodites?
No. Yeah, but they fight with their dicks.
Oh, they sword yeah, fight we did talk dicks. About that. Yeah.
And then whoever stabs the other one. Let's just move on to beer
news. Can we move on to beer news?
Let's move on to beer news.
Let's move on to beer news. Good luck. Thank you so much.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn. Well, there's your daily dose of random morbid cute animal facts that have nothing to do with beer. All right, so right now, before we get into your part, my good dude, we want to give a huge shout out to everybody tuning in right now. We are live. And for those that are tuning in, those that are watching us live are like, what's going on? Sean just got hit with almost five drops.
I can't fucking look at him.
I'm right. so glad. Hey, Sean, you're lucky. I love you. Dude, I was like, I really want to just...
I don't want to go out like this. I don't want to go out like this, Lord. I'm sorry, I'm praying on Jesus.
Okay, calm down.
I can't calm down. I'm going to die.
Drink your beer. You promised. No. Oh. Take the paper towel out of your mouth. Drake, you promised, bro.
He's in pain.
I just don't want to do it.
Come on, bro.
I'm getting notes of rum and vanilla.
So, Nacho, we can't.
I'm sorry, L. Ron Hubbard.
Nacho, we can't. Nacho, we can't get him anything till we're done recording. It was his. It's what he said. So, okay. All right. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Shh. Okay. Keep it together.
As soon as I get home, I'm taking my pill addiction back up. I swear to God.
Hold on. That's great. That's wonderful. I don't give two fucks. Ready? All right. Go.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's time. Sorry, girl. My bad. Okay, look, bitches. It's time for Cash and the Hey Girl Report.
Oh, that's what it is. I forgot what
No, it's fine. All right, look. Cash is on. He's so cute. Oh, I mean, he's gay cute, but not straight cute. Get it, Cash.
Go.
For Fox News.
Fuck you.
By James Rogers. The headline is, bottles of beer from 1886 shipwreck used to create modern ale.
Man, that's great. That's fucking cool. That's so cool. Fuck you.
So,
Sean, calm down, bro.
You calm the fuck down, tattoo man. Fuck.
Tattoo man.
My nose. It's running away.
Are you going to make it, dude?
Go ahead.
Do you need something to alleviate that? Here. So, all right, go.
Basically,
Fox News.
Fox News by James Rogers.
Okay, right? By James Rogers.
SS Oregon was a Greyhound ocean liner that broke the transatlantic speed record in 1884.
Okay.
According to the shipwreckworld.com website, the liner was traveling from Liverpool, UK to New York when she collided with another ship and sank on March 14th, 1886.
Right.
On Mars?
March.
Oh.
March.
Fuck, dude. Everything is, I can't hear right.
All right. So, I guess 75% of the wreck is buried in sand. And in 2014, we found out that it was actually accessible in the dining room.
Right.
And they were able to pull out some bottles of beer.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what these guys in Holbrook, New York, from St. James Brewery did is they extracted the yeast,
right,
made a new beer, and tried to copy it as much as they could. But, I mean, it's old as shit. It's been underwater.
Right.
So they couldn't do a whole lot. And they made a beer called... Hold on a second. Let me find this shit.
Just hurry this shit up.
Deep Ascent.
Oh, Deep Ascent.
Deep Ascent.
Deep Ascent. This is what you sound like. Deep
Ascent. Deep
Ascent. Fuck all of you.
But I made a beer called Deep Ascent. And it I guess it's just a fantastic bill made from a shipwreck.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Hey.
Oh my God, that was so enthrilling.
Really.
All right,
good.
That was Cash and the Hey Girl Report.
Oh my God.
Oh my
hey
God.
Girl.
Let's get them, girls.
Go get it.
You know what? Give me some of those drops. I feel bad for them.
You going in?
Yeah.
All right, I won't do five. I'll do the four. No bullshit.
That's fine.
I was trying to just sneak an extra one.
I knew you were gonna. That's why I
like, for shits, like, you know what I really wanted to actually do?
Just squirt the whole
thing.
Yeah,
I was like,
I knew.
Fuck you, bitch butt. This is some serious burn. You know what I mean? All right, so four drops. Legit, I'm not gonna. I was just trying to fuck with him. That's what I was gonna do with that extra. Yeah. All right, but four. All right.
Yeah.
On top of the tongue or below the tongue?
On top of the tongue.
All right.
Four drops.
I got you, bro.
What a trooper. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I'm gonna. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, go. I can't drink this water yet. All
right. Tongue, right back up a little bit.
Oh, no, fuck, four, I'm burping, four, bro.
Four. Right there. Perfect. Stay right there. Stay right there. No, four a little bit. Right there. Stop. Here we go. Four drops. Hold on. One, two, three, four. There you go.
That looked like eight, bro.
I gave him four. Shut your ass up.
It looked like you gave him two per drop.
I gave him four.
Dude, that doesn't even taste the same anymore.
It don't, but that capsaicin's
no,
in there.
It tastes straight like peppers.
Cool. I could smell it. My fucking sides hurt, dude. Okay. Let's do a beer show.
I disagree.
All right. All right, guys. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning into the society where we try peppers all the time. I got Sean here, Shane Cashmere. I've got Big Daddy Cash in the building, boy Key. And today we're going to be doing something a little different. We're actually just going to sit here and have a roundtable discussion. We did this in a previous episode, and I actually enjoyed it so much. Before we, you know, shit, 88 episodes now. And we've been doing nothing but beer for almost 80-something episodes. I figured a nice roundtable discussion could work. And here's what you guys, if you guys have been listening since the beginning, and those that are catching us on Twitch, Cash has now joined the Pepper Squad. Up right there, point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, and so that means he just really, you know, you do have a big heart, dude. I can honestly say that your heart is so big, at some point, ulcers are going to, like, grow in there. And Sean was in so much pain, you're like, bro, hit me with it.
Yeah.
So you got four and not one on the chin.
Hey, I told you I don't like watch people writhe in pain.
Hey, I am all for it.
Yeah.
All right. So right now, let's go through around the table. Sean, is it still searing? Is it still bothersome? Is it still?
Yeah, it's still annoying. It's still not annoying. Crazy, but it's still,
you know,
like,
for mine, it's like,
it's like, whatever, right? Do you want an X? Do you just want me to hit you with the blast? You want a berry blast? I can blast you, bro.
No.
Because I want you to be on the same. Would you want to go again? No.
What's wrong with you? I don't even want to do that.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. So right now, we're having some home brews. What beer did you decide to go with, my dude?
Innocent Gun.
Innocent Gun?
It's a red barrel-aged red.
Fair enough. So we're gonna kind of go through around.
Oh, okay.
What's the matter? Repressed memories. Wonderful. Okay. So let's start off with Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, where we're at right now in our podcasting from when you first joined us a couple of years back, right?
Yeah.
What do you think you most enjoy about the journey itself? I don't think I've ever actually sat and asked you a serious question. As a person, a part of this, who isn't really, like, once you leave here, no one knows your dirty secret.
Yeah.
Like, walk me through, like when you first were approached to where you're at now, hit me with it.
Well, it started when we met in the L.A. County Jail.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do.
And then, I traded you 200 cigarettes for, you remember what was, tell them what it was.
For a rim job and a reach around with peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I remember. I remember.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was, and PB&J's were on point.
It was 200 cigarettes.
Right. I mean, that's good shit right there.
I was desperate.
Right.
And then you said, hey, you, oh my God. There's like a pocket in there. And then you said, you said, hey, man, you should come do this podcast, and I won't kill you in here.
And then, did threaten your life.
Yeah, and then as soon as we got out, you took my mom hostage, and I mean, it's just been like that ever since.
Nice.
You know, great experience for me. My mom's dead now. I didn't pay her enough, pay you enough, so you killed her. But I understand, dude. Like, I'm crazy understanding, bro.
Right.
She was, like, low-key a bitch anyway, dog. Like,
best room job tosser around.
Yeah, dog, for sure. Dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And, like, I got Stockholm.
You go over there, you sure, Gucci Pooh Bear? Yeah. What's the matter, Pooh Bear?
My tongue was hurting real bad.
It hurt bad.
So it was the top of my mouth.
Did you drink some beer, kind of get that off that?
Yeah, it doesn't really help. It don't really do that much.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Well, nothing wrong with that. So you're happy to be here always, like time and time again. All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Fucking ginger is gross.
Wonderful. Even better. All right, Cash, same question to you. What is your experience been since the moment you started hanging out and doing all these things?
Well, first off, I'd like to say I've never been so moist consecutively for, you know, as many days as I have been since I started coming here.
Right.
Yeah. But it's been pretty fun. Licked a lot of assholes.
That's super cool.
Took a lot of names.
That's super nice.
Flossed. Wait, you got names? I didn't. I just was just... Blah, 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 blah.
Well, see, I'm a little sentimental about it. That's what it is. Like,
I can see
if it's a good moment, then I want to relive it a couple more times. You know what I mean? So, but I mean, if it is what it is, then I'm putting my dick in it. Put my tongue in it.
You know? Fair enough. All right. Put the dick in it.
Yeah.
All right. We got a question here from Uncle Joe. Sean, did you check the playroom? Are you sure she's dead?
It's none of my business really anymore.
You pretty much, after the funeral, you just were under the impression. Funeral. Well, you weren't invited, but I'm saying you were under the impression.
You keep me here in a cage, Key. You think I can go to a funeral?
Well,
you keep me here in a cage.
Via trans.
Throw cigarette butts.
Well, first off, Gordo, that's your name. I mean, I'm going to just let it be known now.
Okay.
You call him fat?
Yeah.
No, Gordo. Fat, no, that's what you name a small person who lives in the cage. Okay, and that, my friend, was for you, bro.
That was so hot, dude.
Right, dude. All right, so now, what's our next topic?
Favorite
beer.
This is when we would do beers.
What's your favorite beer?
Of all time?
Well, I mean, just in... I mean...
I don't...
I mean, just point to the wall, Sean. Which one did you like?
The old Fair dick enough. Twist.
The old dick... Give me the old dick twist.
Yeah.
All right, question from Nacho, Phoenix Nacho. Does Sean get Wi-Fi in his cage?
No, but I get cell service, so I can use a really slow hotspot.
Okay.
That's torture in and of itself.
Which is true.
Yeah.
All right, what's the worst beer you've had on the show? Like not a style. What was the one that you were like, oh, my God?
You gave me some really strong... I mean, there's been a lot of really bitter ones, and they all kind of run together in my head, but... You gave me one really strong one when, like, everybody was here when I first started coming through.
Right.
I don't remember what it was, but it was in a giant jug, and it was, like, 17% ABV.
Right.
Okay. It was too much. And my grandfather has a small penis, so.
Huh. Nothing wrong with that. All right, Cash, what was your worst favorite beer that you've had over here?
Well, unfortunately, it was one I used to really enjoy, but now it's like regurgitated pasta from Olive Garden with a little bit of wine in it.
Right.
And it was that Mango Cart and Estrella Jalisco.
Right, that bullshit.
Michelada.
Right.
That thing makes me nauseous just smelling it now.
Cash, I know you've been working on a couple of projects outside of this, and I know there's like this one goal that you were working really close towards, and then it got you one step closer to, I don't know what it was. Could you tell me those two things?
Yeah, my goal was to be a professional, nudist acrobat.
Okay.
And then, coming by here and, just drinking with you guys helped me get really limber, and it helped my skills, like, immensely. So I couldn't suck my own dick before I got here.
But now you
but
can.
But now I'm flexible enough to lick my own asshole. So I went past.
I was going to say, I did. When you pulled up in your car, I did see that you had your feet on the ceiling when you were driving in between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really incredible.
I'm to that point of where I'm always in like, I'm almost to like Shangri-La, but I got to get like past the butthole to the top of my ass crack.
Right.
And that'll be fucking perfect.
And that'll be perfect.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on shitting a solid... stream of shit out of my penis. I just piss a solid shit stream. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like a nice Play-Doh
spaghetti. So it's like spaghetti.
Hair.
Angel yeah. hair.
Nice.
Angel pasta. Hair shit.
Right. As a person dick who's prognostic, shit. Angel hair is pretty cool.
That's called angel hair dick shit.
Right. And that and yeah. that's a plague against men. I mean, men, do you know
that's
that,
empowering. Are you kidding
me? That's how no, no, but, but angel hair dick shits fucking plague at least one out of every one man on the planet.
Yeah, it's how we fight male oppression, to be honest.
Right, and it's not because, like, we can like, take our jockstrap and burn
the
it.
The wage gap right now
mm-hmm. needs men, to be a little bit further.
Men, statistically, piss out 3.7% less than females piss shit out of
right,
their
wow.
urethras.
Yeah, we so, got we got to recognize.
And that is because of CE fucking O's.
Right, I love
so the more
CES.
You
That's
shit,
a great show.
More you shit out of your dick,
right. Right now, Felix yeah. Nacho from Budapest Kimyar said, keep reaching for the stars, Cash, on that dream of you becoming the first ever acrobat garbage man. Mm. Sean, how are you holding up on there?
I'm good now.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right. So,
mine didn't hit me nearly as hard
so
as
you guys
did.
Are doing okay now at this point. It did go away.
Not away, but yeah, it's almost.
But it's almost like the spicy food.
Yeah.
All right, so now we know it's a full squirt. It's a full squirt.
If you want someone to suffer for a long time, yeah.
So now I know what to bring on the show now. Fuck asking guest questions. Put this on your tongue.
Tell them you're going to give them one drop and just squirt the whole
thing.
Oh,
yes, yeah. yes.
That's hot.
And then hopefully they'll have an anaphylactic shock and their butthole pops. Yeah, sign this, buttfucker.
I put that on World Star.
Oh, now trending on Google, angel hair dick shit.
Dude.
Already? That's
now trending.
At the top of the food chain, dude.
OBS just said that.
Dude, I just fucking, let me just.
You checking
so
it right now?
What,
no,
put,
I'm checking,
like,
I just checked out on my yacht. I just.
You checked out on your yacht.
I just put in the cart on Amazon.
Yacht at, wait, boom. On your yacht?
Yeah, I got Prime.
Is that one day delivery?
Wait,
yeah, I got Prime
on the yacht.
Yeah. It was a quick 56 million. But I mean,
you mean a booty pestian ladle soup,
yeah.
The yacht,
yeah,
or little yachty the weird transgender rapper.
No, I can hire him.
He only eats pizza, by the way.
Oh,
they only eat pizza.
They only. Wait, are you fucking serious?
Who's they only eat pizza?
Because he's gender neutral.
Oh no,
they're gender
wait,
neutral.
Is he really gender neutral? No. Wait, what's his hair? I couldn't tell from the back.
That's rude, dude.
He was after my broccoli.
Oh my god, dude.
Them was after
on
my
some
broccoli.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Look at the fuck.
So yeah, I'm drawing and listening to you fellas says Drinhalls.
I just bought you. Yeah, you what?
He Drinhalls from Ohio Campden says, so yeah, I'm drawing and listening to you fellas here on KK47, the Tickle Taint.
Well, hopefully
nice,
we can give
dude.
You some extra inspiration on your drawings.
Yeah, he's definitely, what did he say? Balls of this magnitude do not match the personalities you three exclude from the show, from the radio station that we're only allowed to have in this communist town.
What the fuck does that mean?
Wait, it means
what?
He's glad to be
that.
Here. He's glad to be here, Sean.
All right. Hey, dude, you know what?
He's glad to be here.
Like, I'll sign a contract that says I'll suck your dick, dude. And well, if you don't believe me, hit up my fucking Patreon, cousin.
What? Did you just say cousin?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you not my fam, cousin? Jesus Christ.
All right, so Kikyo,
like uncle,
all the way from Japan. Kikyo from Japan
oh,
says,
shit.
Who's little yachty? Really gender neutral, or is he more of a pansexual? Well, Kikyo, I'll let Sean tell you all about little yachty because he's into the wabi-sabi.
Bro.
So can you drop a little knowledge for the listeners? Who exactly is little yachty?
He's a rapper that came out in, like, I want to say.
Thank you very much for your insight on little yachty. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We got you with the hip-hop.
Look what I just bought.
What did you just buy?
Speaking of little yachty.
Let me see.
For my dreads.
Hey, nothing
oh,
wrong
beads?
With
a
that.
Bunch of, no, they're the metal ones.
Yeah, they're beads.
No, they're not fucking beads.
They're
dog.
200
they're
pieces
yeah.
of beads.
No, they're not. Stop it.
You gonna have any barrettes with those,
it
bro?
It does say beads.
Because they are.
No, they. You know that I used to have
I got to wait for my hair to get longer in order for me to put even my Viking ones in. I got to wait for my hair to be a little bit longer. I got Viking ones.
That's so.
You want to see
them? That's the whitest thing you've ever done.
No, it's not. Really? Says the person wearing
Vikings.
Dreads.
You think of dreads as white?
I'll be honest with you. It doesn't really matter. We're both going to be braided out, bro. Okay.
Speaking
oh,
of white
we
dreads,
all come
you,
together.
So at some point,
I don't like white people
told,
with dreads either.
I told Sean I'm getting one of the dreads. He's going to give me one, and we're going to curl it up and put it in a ball of resin, and put it on the shelf. And people are going to go, what's that? Sean's hair.
It's a part of you forever.
Yeah. And see, at some point, it's going in a butt.
Any part of your body, because they can do some voodoo shit. And you're going to end up doing some weird shit. Fall in love with them? No, dude, I don't want any of that. I don't even want to see that.
You do.
You've been watching some strange documentaries on Netflix. I'll tell you. No, it's not
documentaries, bro.
You might want to see the tattoo.
Like I
heard and I've seen some shit.
You see the tattoo?
Hey, let me tell you something. That has never been an accurate scientific
it's a fucking measurement, dude, baby.
Most.
I love practicing sangria and also like to drink it. Oh.
Yeah, isn't it
Santa Monica Santeria. Is the three ships, the Mayflower, the Santa Monica, and the Venice. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Fraggle Rock landed on us.
That was Cougar Rock, actually.
I love Cougar Rock.
Do you think the country would have been different if we started out on the West Coast?
I think so.
Like,
because
what do you think would, like, culture wise? Everyone
would have, like, been more relaxed. I think they would have been fixed pollution.
They never would have prohibited weed, honestly. We would.
I think honestly, if we would have landed on the West Coast, we probably would have had hip hop first.
Before and rock and Jordan's, roll. They would have said?
And sagging.
They'd have been like, you know what? You guys would have never had rock and roll if it wasn't for hip hop. We, you know how it's.
We could still say that now.
No, but we rock and roll say, like
yeah, but we
came
we,
first.
No, it did not. It came out first. And that's just like anyone coming out of the closet.
Okay, like.
But hip hop did it first.
I'm unbiased, but I'm just saying. Like it was rock there and was roll no
did come out a lot. More,
it came
like, yeah, it came out after hip hop.
No,
country was the first hip hop. You ever heard Johnny
country
Cash?
Country is
ever?
Still hip hop.
No, no, no.
I don't care what you
did
say.
You hear Johnny Cash's "I've Been Everywhere, Man"?
No, but I'll believe you.
If you listen
on
to that song,
Johnny
he
Cash, I just yeah,
he's spitting fire. I'm like, what? They need to drop. You know what, Sean? I have a
there's
request.
A lot of there, but there's like country rap artists now.
Yeah, and it's really disgusting.
I mean,
Florida,
it is,
Georgia
but
Lime.
It's just
no.
Like you know,
yes.
You know what? No. Yeah, I mean, I don't agree. I don't want to disagree with it, though, because how cool right. Is it that the opposites are coming together?
But you can't have opposites like, if you're still being someone who hates the opposite.
No, because here's what. Rodeos. White cowboys, Mexican cowboys are coming together.
But there's also black cowboys, things, too, in black rodeos, but they
yeah,
do their
but,
own thing.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So what does that tell you?
It's telling me that
when
people
no matter
come
where
together
black
over
people
certain
go,
things.
Big dicks need room.
Big dicks need room. They need room.
That's why Cash sits over there, and I sit over here, and you're
and
with
I'm
all that junk
bundled
over there.
Up,
that's
yeah,
why I
I'm
can't
bundled
swim
up with
too fast,
shit.
Or I might tap when you got
yeah.
Right,
right, right, right.
And if you swim too long with the big dick, here comes the swordfish.
You can't stay this way. You end up having to do a breaststroke because your dick is floating. Because
buoyancy's a bitch.
You got to wrap around your waist like a sand does with her tail.
What?
Dude, I do that. With my sack, bro. White people got huge sack. I really do have a huge sack. I don't know why.
Yeah, but you're
you
a weed man, bro.
No, I'm good.
You're okay. A weed man. How are you gonna?
Yeah, dude. Like
to
I sterilized
balls?
The shit out of my balls, and it just made them big as fuck.
When will we have the race neutral?
I got
rodeos.
The balls of like a 45.
Uncle Joe year old. Wants to know.
I probably
Sean,
I got your balls. How old are you,
Sean?
You're 78.
I'm old enough for you to. If you do it, I'm telling.
He's 57.
I am not intimidated with the fact that you might kill someone. I might help you, and I'm still telling. He wants to know, when are we having the race-neutral Rorios?
Rorios?
That's kind of like the new Oreos, but if you split them, there Oreos. Is no filling. It's a penis.
So gender-neutral Oreos or race-neutral?
Race-neutral
race
Oreos.
Race-neutral Oreos.
No, Rodeos.
Rodeos.
Dim sum.
Race-neutral rodeos?
With dim sum.
They already are. That's what I'm saying. Like, some things inherently are race-neutral, but people divide them.
Well, why would you allow that if you're someone who understands what that means?
What does that mean?
Why are you being race-neutral about a situation that could have been more divided?
All right.
Don't you like if you're a part of
that's completely redundant to the question.
All right, well, check this out.
First off, I could definitely recuse my way out of this.
Are you redacted?
Okay, not dinosaur talk yet. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
So here's my question.
Yeah, what's your question? God.
If she's up all night for good fun, what are you up all night for?
Watching her do the fun things, and when she goes to sleep, she's going in the trunk, and then I'm going to have fun with her. And maybe, just maybe, after we have Rodorios, she might be able to come home.
Oh, maybe. Shit, bro.
Whoever said Cosby Grandpa's
Hunt Jack? Who let Bill Cosby in here?
Hey,
Jello, why is he whispering in your ear?
Because maybe.
Why is.
Maybe Everly spelled something in my ear.
Why is Kevin
your
Spacey?
Your spirit animal's fucking Kevin Spacey. And
oh, my God.
Dr. Bill Cosby.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. R. Kelly's in the closet over there.
I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, my fucking God. He's crying. He's fighting for his life in there. Someone threw cheese on his head.
So tired of this shit. Say you touch those babies. To
I
say
can't
it.
Wait for all my hair jewelry to come in. Look at that.
You that's mean those beads? Hot. Yeah. For your yeah. braids?
So
for
and
his,
I got a
for
bunch
his
of
white dreads. Dread
for shampoo. His white dreads at the Neutral Gender Ravio. It's a pasta dist.
My dreads look a little bit better. Do you think my dreads look better than white people's dreads?
To be honest with you, I think your whole look
yeah.
is just shit. I'm like, okay, is he right near the beach or is he black? I don't know what's going on.
I've never You're gotten so... asked if I was a different race other than white until I got dreads. And now most people think I'm like, they're like, are you like a little Hawaiian? Is that what...
Like, I've been to the beach.
They want to give me an excuse.
To, and like, I'm just be like,
no. Yo, dude, it's my fucking hair. Stop asking questions.
I brought laziness to the next level. That's what it is.
Yeah. I love the story of why he grew dreads out. You want to... What's the story with the dreads?
I had seen hair for a long time. You know, emo hair. And years of straightening it and styling it. No, actually, my hair is so fucking healthy that it doesn't fucking die, which sucks when you're trying to get dreads because it takes longer because you need dead hair for dreads or you need dry hair. So I was like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. And I was dyeing my hair black one day and I had it up in clumps because I'm not organized and I'm like, this is way too much work. And I'm looking at it in clumps and I go, huh, I'd look kind of cool with dreads. And so then like I said it as a joke and then I told my girlfriend to try to like make some dreads. I taught her how with a metal comb. You know, and then it did not stay in, and so I just stopped brushing my hair, you know, and that was it. Like, I just gave up. Like, I was just like, okay, this is the perfect hairstyle. I looked up what kind of dreads I wanted, and I was like, and you know, you learn. You like, gotta retwist it. You gotta.
Are these the Bermuda
ones?
Are these the Bermuda, the snapback Bermudas?
Snapback Bermuda gator skin.
No,
gator.
It's snapback Barracuda.
Oh, you have that Barracuda?
Snapback Barracuda Chupacabra gator skin.
Right.
It's called.
Right. Ridiculous.
But I didn't want those dreads that were super organized and shit, even though part of the reason I wanted dreads is like because like Chief Keef and them. Like
Right. And who doesn't like? I love
I was
that
into
Indian
it.
Guy.
That's but as soon as I learned that like you have to take care of it, I'm like, this is not why I'm in this. And I found a guy on YouTube named Lazy Dreads.
Yeah.
And I think he does a little bit more work than I do, but I tried backcombing it, and I tried making them into dreads, and you have to wash it a lot, again, because it needs to be dry. You can't use conditioner, but you got to wash it a lot, and every time I did that, and I would wash it with salt water, they would just come out because my hair was so, like, oily and healthy.
Right.
It would just undo and become regular hair again. So, like, the ones, a couple in the back stayed the general shape from when I tried to comb them, but most of them came undone, and then I just let them become what they are, and then they just, that's why they're a nightmare. But they don't look like the Grinch fingers.
Grinch fingers.
That's what matters, because, people, like, see how, like, it kind of just stops? Yeah. White people will have a go all the way there, and it's, like, that much not dread.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Hussein?
And it looks fake, too, because they put shit in it, and they dread it up, and they don't want to commit to it, you know? It took me 2 years of actual, like, looking
more
homeless.
Than one.
No, no work. Of just thank God I didn't have a job because I'd have got fired. My mom was like, this is bad.
This is gross.
Bad, gross.
You can't keep doing this shit. Wow. You know what I mean?
You're really getting over there. What's your favorite album from this year?
I might be able to.
Oh, what's my favorite album from Sean's Keef Chief Stolen Legacy?
Yeah, with the white dreads.
With the white dreads? Yeah. Oh, that album? Yo, that shit was fire. I like that one song called I'm Not Really Confused. I Just Like Dick on Weekends. Like that was the slapper, bro. And
dude,
then the other one, like,
I mean, it's just
I only take drugs because all my friends do. Follower.
That's
like,
me, dude.
Like,
that's
it was crazy. Like, he started off, I don't follow you unless you do drugs, too.
I like it.
Like, it was crazy.
Look,
yeah,
this
one
was
of my
me
favorite
in the
ones
middle
was,
of the process. I looked homeless.
All my friends are dead because I shot them in the head.
That's like a year.
You know what's funny?
By Turbo Negro.
Yeah.
You actually, in this photo.
That's the actual.
Turbo Nickel.
Turbo Negro. That's the actual name of the band.
All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead.
Just so you know.
No wonder he doesn't have friends now.
That's from like Viva La Bam and shit, dude.
Viva La Bam?
Don't what's I look that? Homeless or what? I even look like I'm fucked
you,
up on my hair.
You look like, what's the name of the guy? You actually look, what is his name?
That
what's,
English dude.
Yeah, Kip Harington? No, not Kip. No,
dude.
That, oh yeah, the what's it? Glory
Russell Brand.
No, not Russell Brand. Brand. No,
yeah, you look like a homeless Russell Brand.
No,
he already looks homeless.
No, no.
You
look extra what? Homeless.
You look
and
like
this one I had like no money, so
bottom
like,
pot.
Look at my outfit. Like,
you
I
look
just
like
have
the
no
guy.
Money, I was the. I
you,
was so.
You look like
broke.
The guy that all the girls wanted, but secretly you wanted their brothers.
Yeah, it's still like that.
It's like that still?
Yeah.
All right,
it's
well,
not
fair
secret
enough.
Either. They're
nothing
like,
wrong with that,
oh, my
bro.
God. I met a hot-ass lesbian the other day.
What was his name?
I don't want to say it because then I'll have to search through and bleep it out like I did last podcast. I had to bleep out like three names.
You then don't bleep it out.
No, I'm not going to say her
like,
name.
Like, it's like you're like, low, like they're going to really
name,
know.
Say my name.
Like, wait, who's lesbians?
Yeah.
I love the way they taste.
Mm-hmm. They taste
follow
like
Malucky
they're
Charms.
Like they're like doubled up pussy taste.
And with that said, folks, we'll be right back with this commercial.
All right.
Brew Rebellion, small batch, handcrafted ales for incredibly bold flavors. Watch our show, Barely Beer Barons, on Amazon Prime. Check us out at www.brewrebellion.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Brew Rebellion. Look for us in better bottle shops throughout California and online and join the rebellion.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education. Is who you're looking for.
All right, we're back, guys. And so now we're going to go ahead and get into a couple of things that is actually very serious as a roundtable discussion.
Serious.
All right, so.
Fucking miss me with that.
No, it's a very serious question, very dear to my heart.
Yeah, that's why I'm
all right, so,
miss me with it.
Cash.
Yes, sir.
Biting off circumcision meats.
Uh-huh.
Yay or nay, if you're the person who's going to win $2.
Well, I mean,
if you're a brisk biter, occupational hazard.
That's too Arizona.
Or is it like a should it have a warning for just item can choke
I
you?
I really, I love you guys, but I really don't like this.
No, I just bite that shit off.
Bro.
That's $2 I didn't have. That's so two burritos from Taco Bell, dude.
Okay, perfect, Sean. I wouldn't have drunk the water. Continue, bud. That was a special bottle of water I gave you.
You just cracked
it. Was
it
sealed.
I know.
Wait.
I capped my own beer, so.
Whatever, I don't believe you.
You don't have to.
And I won't.
Enjoy. Fun fact, everyone. Visine is undetectable in water.
If it's going to get me fucked up, I'm down with the clown, bro.
Like ICP looking clowns? Or like?
Don't
I actually wanted to see.
There was
a there was a movie.
I
didn't believe it.
Juggalos,
you know when you take Visine and you put it in water,
it.
Or you put in someone's drink, it's supposed to give
get
them the uncontrollable shits.
Or bring it closer to you.
I wanted to see if putting Visine, a whole entire bottle of Visine,
mm-hmm.
and a bottle of water, and someone drinks it, how fast will they actually shit on themselves? And surprisingly, you were thirsty.
Yeah.
And we already know that you can't handle hot stuff. Now we're going to check out the other end. So I did, in fact, that bottle.
I am nauseous from the
I that's the perfectly fine. Pick. So this
I'm
bottle
I'm still
that,
nervous I'm going to puke, for the record, like, because it's not
this water
well.
Bottle you're drinking, I dumped an entire content of Visine.
In how? There's literally a seal that I just
you can
broke.
Buy, you can buy blank caps and then put them back on. You remove it, remove the lip, and then
I,
you pop it back on.
Uh-huh.
And, so,
and I don't believe that you did that.
And that's fine.
And I don't...
And it's fine, but what I'm saying is I want to see how long it takes for you to, like, fucking shit yourself.
It won't.
Because I think it'll match the dreads.
I think you didn't do that.
I don't think that you think that I did. I think you want to believe
you were
that
right.
There
I
was
don't think
not...
That you did.
Something in there.
This is the most useless argument I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly, like iPhones and Androids.
Here we go with that shit again. On my computer? Oh my God. It's got two levels of click on the thing. So like you can click like halfway down and that's a normal click, but it's got like a harder click. Like
Same thing on here.
That's
too.
Called the Oedipus on my screen. Phone, but that's called an Oedipus push.
Well, I don't know what it's useful for on the computer. Right, I haven't come pushing. Across it. Like it's I accidentally like, does
they, like, no, they added that in for people who used to own fidget spinners. And so they people figure the fad one off.
Fidgety.
Right. You ever play with a fidget spinner?
I spent an extra $800 to get a fidget spinner installed.
Do you gonna poo yet?
I've already pooed.
I'm just waiting. Cash, you want some of the water?
Get the fuck off of your phone, Cash.
Yeah, Cash, what are you doing?
I cannot believe disrespectful. I'm just going to reply to this.
All right, so Kikyo wants to know, Sean.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the death metal look with your dreadlocks after the fact that you almost look like a person that most people help on the beach of Waikiki?
I only think that. How much of that question does she actually ask?
100%.
Okay.
Kikyo asked some really interesting
She's
questions.
She's very serious. Japan.
It sounds like.
Now, fun fact about Kikyo is she is a high priestess from Japan. And
what is a high priestess?
She's a religious lady, and she's she's up there. Like, you got to respect this lady. And that sort of temple is LGBTQ supportive.
Oh, shit.
So I just wanted a big shout out that people are progressive in Japan, and like your house.
I fuck with the L's, the B's, the G's, the T's, and the Q's. You underdig?
I got you, dude.
Can you take another swig out of that water so we know how much you underdig?
Hey, don't drink it too loud because I really got to take a fucking piss right now. It's like no fucking joke, dude.
Appreciate it.
Like, this piss is making my voice really low. Trying to hold it in.
You want
to
let him go take a piss?
Yeah, go take a piss.
We could fucking handle this shit.
Yeah, we don't
think
need
we're
you.
Pussies?
Hey, I'll just.
Wow.
You think we're fucking
pussies? I'll start.
Guess what?
What's up, dude?
Hey, let me answer her question, though. I'll start definitely dude. Do death it's metal right. look. You gotta understand, I was a fucking emo kid. So I had piercings. Right. I still got the stretched ears. I'm into that, all that shit. But so I'm still merging back into the world. But, I gotta stay true to myself. So I'm not gonna go total death metal. But, yeah, bro. I'm always headed for that direction, bro. Okay.
All right,
I'm in the world. You know, Key said he's going to grow his shit out, start straightening his hair every day.
Dude, that's what he told me. Hot.
That's what he told me. And like we were kissing and then he pulled away and he said, "What do you think about if I straighten my hair?" I said, "Babe, you look great."
Oh, you know it's cuz you weren't getting hard fast enough. He was trying to get you hard.
Yeah, I was trying to get you hard. Hella hard.
Yeah.
And we was in the core.
Yeah, in the core.
That's
hella hard.
That's how Red's daughter talks. It's Anik. I'm like, "You're from here. Why do you talk like that?" She's like, "Oh, you was in the core." I'm like, "What the fuck? You're from fucking like Hollywood."
It's
and
a thing, dude. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but it's a thing.
She could talk however the fuck she wants.
Yeah, she like that though. Bro.
She's so bad.
Hey, you better get them cheeks.
She's so bad.
Get them cheeks before they're all bruised up and scabbed and shit, dude.
Shit, bro.
Yo, those chicks get used. They get used.
I ain't gonna say no more. But I'm just, I am coming for that ass, though. So.
Yeah. Or coming on that ass, though.
All of that shit. You should see your titties, dog.
Yeah?
You should see your titties.
They look straight at you or they're looking down?
They're just absolutely huge. So it's like.
So they're probably looking kind of down?
They go down only because, like, at some point, gravity's got to take.
They're looking kind of down,
but not
like
in an old lady way. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't neck down. They're, like, kind of just, like, chilling, looking at the fucking grass.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, they're crazy. Like, she's got to have back problems.
Hey,
she
got extra back
problems
after
like
you
crazy.
Hit that.
She got booty like crazy.
Hey, guys,
want
to go ahead and thank you guys for tuning in to
OpenBottleTalk.com's
Open Bottle Talk, hanging out with Rebel Mercy Gang Society.
Rebel Mercy Kill Society?
You guys at home... Key's losing it. He's laughing so hard.
He can't even keep a straight face.
Okay.
Level up, player one, group, media kit, something.
That's what you think. That's what you think the name of my company is.
And one.
And one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me grab my notes. Let me read this properly. I apologize. I want to get it right.
You should.
All right, guys, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We'd like to give a huge shout out to Cash. Thank you for coming.
No problem, dude.
I'm going to give a huge shout out to.
Come on. It's got the notes.
Yeah. It's going great so far. Look like Steve from Blue's Clues right now, bro. Handy dandy notebook.
Swiper, no swiping.
That's the wrong show, dude.
Shut up, trying to get us out of here.
All right, guys. Well, you have a huge shout out to Sean.
I can't say it's stupid. Your fucking name is stupid. Okay, which is again. Fuck, it's a hard thing to say his fucking company. It's so stupid. Wasn't well thought out. It's probably okay. Okay. I know the first part's Rebel or like Don't Rebel, Tread on
Rebel
Me.
Gang. Rebel Gang okay. Media Group. Media.
Yeah, it's okay, stop.
Don't I was going to say Media Corporation LLC. Don't Tread It.
You didn't even put like copyright on the corner or nothing. It's like just some words through a thesaurus. They just ran through it right there.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's try again. Okay, one more time. Where are you going? Okay, that is the wall.
He's doing the.
Oh yeah, got it. Well, yeah, we got the outro, bro. Can you
for the what's your beer story part?
Yeah, damn.
We told you to take a piss like an hour
ago. Yeah, and you didn't want to go. Fuck. So I'm trying to get us out of here. Okay.
Have some structure.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Ready? Okay.
OBSBeers.com would like to say thank you to everybody on the show. First off, thank you, Cash, for hanging out with us. Appreciate you.
No problem.
And we want to thank Sean and his production company.
Okay.
Can I try it one time? Can I try it one time? Okay. Okay. Just don't get mad at me. I know it's four parts. There's four parts.
Yeah.
Okay. Remedial. Remedial Quartet. Marketing. Bunch of dudes.
Perfect. Perfect, dude.
I'm just kidding, guys. Guys, definitely check out Sean's production company called Rebel Indian Style Sit Group. I don't know. It's so
RGMG.
Okay. RGMG. See, why didn't you say it like that? RGMG. I could do that.
Well, most people are fine with the English language, but I know you have problems with it. So.
I got a bone disorder that won't allow me to say Rebel. Bone disorder. Oh. No, check out Rebel Gang Media
Group.
Group.
Fucking Red Rover. Oh, send your media group over.
I can't laugh anymore. You're an asshole. I'm on the brim. I'm on the fucking brim.
He's gonna, he's gonna piss himself.
I'm sorry. It's just funny to me. Sometimes when you laugh, you gotta get it out, right?
I totally agree.
Okay, so if we were.
It's literally gonna come out of him, though.
Okay, hold on. We gotta get the outro. I'm sorry. You know me. I normally don't mess this up. But trying to say your name, I just find it funny.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Don't apologize.
All right. I want to give a huge shout out to Sean and his media group, Rebel Gang Green Yavez, 20 Man Jump 3 group. Am I saying? I feel as if there's more to it than just whatever Rebel One Alliance fucking Rebel.
You can't even get that. Why do you think that there's more to it?
I don't understand. you know?
That's very apparent.
I mean, I really like it's classy. I mean, I love the logo. By the way, the logo's awesome.
You always say it.
It looks like the fucking Philadelphia's Flyers fucking thing. You're like, how can we do this?
That's not Rebel Gang.
Right.
That's Northwing.
Right. And you guys borrowed it.
That's like a subsection of
Rebel Gang. You guys did like some subterranean next level mutagen turtle power thing. So definitely, guys, check these guys out over at here's a URL. rebelgang.org/mediasquire.
That's fine. There's no website up.
You know, we don't have to close. You know what? Why don't we let Cash go ahead to the bathroom, and then we'll close the show.
And then we'll close the show.
Yeah, yeah, Cash, yeah, go to the bathroom ahead, real quick. Ahead, me and him will just have a nice little conversation. Yeah,
we'll chop it up.
Cool, yeah, go ahead, bro. It's fine.
Oh,
it's,
I'll literally be back in like 30 seconds.
That's fine.
Because you already are half done.
No.
Go pee, dude.
Go. You were talking all this shit.
Yeah, all that shit, dude.
I was waiting for you to actually do it, but you just...
But, no, but I wasn't fucking around. It's hard.
Oh, God.
When you have two redundancies in English. Your fucking company's name, English. You can Scottish. First off write English. That is not a structural sentence.
It's not a sentence.
It is a structural sentence. Yeah, but it's a sentence once you put a punctuation on it.
Was there punctuation at the end of it?
It is now.
At the end of what?
Exactly.
He's just being difficult.
About? What are we talking about?
Alright, guys, I'm going to say... Thank you guys for tuning in to Open Bottle Talk. I want to give a huge shout out to Rebel Gang Media Group. That would be Sean's company. Thanks, Sean, for helping us out, man.
No,
big shout out to Cash for taking a piss and leaving the show like a D-bag.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah, what an asshole. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and all that good stuff. Hey, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.
I really wish Cash was here.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.